UN action on the issue of press safety includes a Security Council resolution on protecting reporters in armed conflict. And last year, senior UN officials released an action plan on ways to address violence against journalists and to tackle impunity. Saul Wiesleder is the Deputy Ambassador of Costa Rica to the United Nations.
We need to work harder in order to make these tools become relevant in practice and to create a free and safe environment for journalists and media workers, both in conflict and non-conflict situations.
While the main events for World Press Freedom Day are taking place in Costa Rica, a screening of the documentary, Which Way is the Frontline from Here?, was held at UN headquarters on Thursday. It details the life and times of award-winning photographer Tim Hetherington, who died covering the 2011 uprising in Libya. Journalist James Brabazon is the film's co-producer.
What I would say is, on World Press Freedom Day, if we think that Tim's journey was valuable, then I think we need to think very hard collectively how we value and encourage the people who bring us images and analysis of conflict. Young people, and it often is young people, going out into war to bring back images, to translate conflict for their audience, need support, they need insurance, they need training, and they need understanding.
Hetherington bled to death from a shrapnel wound. At his funeral, a combat medic told one of his friends that although the injury was serious, Tim Hetherington might have survived if someone traveling with him knew what to do. The friend, renowned photographer Sebastian Junger, subsequently founded Reporters Instructed in Saving Colleagues, or RISC. Lily Hindi is the organization's deputy director.
When you're traveling with soldiers where there are combat medics, they have the equipment and they have the training. But now in wars like in Libya and Syria, you're often traveling with rebels, with people that don't have the training and don't have the equipment. We provide first aid training to freelance journalists, and we send them back to the field with a medical kit that has tourniquets, gauze, and other materials that can be used to save lives.
So far, RISC has trained more than 70 freelance journalists from the United States, Canada, and Europe. Hindi says the nonprofit hopes to hold more sessions, particularly for reporters heading to Syria. She adds that one of their graduates, American journalist James Foley, is currently being held in the country. Deanne Penn, United Nations.